from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2 and text 28. I will repeat them. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So please repeat after me. अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि व्यक्त मध्यानि भारत अव्यक्त निधनानि एव तत्र का परिदेवना अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि व्यक्तमध्यानि भारत अव्यक्तनिधनान्येव तत्र का परिदेवना अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि व्यक्त मध्यानि भारत अव्यक्त निधनान्येव तत्र का परिदेवना अव्यक्तादीनि भूतानि व्यक्त मध्यानि भारत अव्यक्त निधनान्येव तत्र का परिदेवनादीन इन द बिगनिंग अनमैनिफेस्टेड भूतानि ऑल दैट आर क्रिएटेड व्यक्त मैनिफेस्टेड मध्यानि In the middle, Bharata, O descendant of Bharat, Abhyakta, non-manifested, Nidhanani, when vanquished, Eva, it is all like that, Tatra, therefore, का व्हाट परिदेवना लेमेंटेशन ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रोवाइड करूंगा जय श्री प्रभुपाद की ऑल क्रिएटेड बींग्स आर अनमैनिफेस्टेड इन देयर बिगनिंग मैनिफेस्ट इन देयर इंटरिम स्टेट एंड अनमैनिफेस्ट अगेन व्हेन इनहिलेटेड So what need is there for lamentation? Purport. Accepting that there are two classes of philosopher, one believing in the existence of the soul and the other not believing in the existence of the soul, there is no cause for lamentation in either case. Non-believers in the existence of the soul are called atheists by followers of Vedic wisdom. Yet, even if for argument's sake, we accept this atheistic theory, there is still no cause for lamentation. Apart from the separate existence of the soul, The material elements remain unmanifested before creation. From this subtle state of non-manifestation comes manifestation, just as from ether air is generated, from air fire is generated, from fire water is generated, and from water earth becomes manifested. From the earth many varieties of manifestations take place. Take for example a big skyscraper manifested from the earth. When it is dismantled, the manifestation becomes again unmanifested and remains as atoms. In the ultimate stage, the laws of conservation of energy remains, but in course of time things are manifested and unmanifested. That is the difference. Then what cause is there for lamentation, either in the stage of manifestation or in unmanifestation? Somehow or other, even in the unmanifested stage, things are not lost, both at the beginning and at the end. All elements remain unmanifested, and only in the middle are they manifested. And this does not make any real material difference. And if we accept the Vedic conclusion, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, that these material bodies are perishable in due course of time, antavanta ime deha, but that the soul is eternal, nityas yokta sharirina, then we must remember always that the body is like a dress. Therefore, why lament the changing of a dress? The material body has no factual existence in relation to the eternal soul. It is something like a dream. In a dream, we may think of flying in the sky or sitting on a chariot as a king, but when we wake up, we can see that we are neither in the sky nor seated on the chariot. The Vedic wisdom encourages self-realization on the basis of the non-existence of the material body. Therefore, in either case, whether one believes in the existence of the soul or one does not believe in the existence of the soul, there is no cause for lamentation for loss of the body. अव्यक्तादीनिभूतानि व्यक्तमध्यानि भारत अव्यक्तनिधनानि एव तत्र का परिदेवना. तो हियर द सेकंड चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता. इन बिगिनिंग ऑफ दिस चैप्टर कृष्ण ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन डिफरेंस बिटवीन बॉडी एंड सोल. This is the basic knowledge of the Vedic literature. If really we want to pursue spiritual progress, or we want any substantial progress in spiritual life, then first of all we must understand what is difference between body and soul, spirit and matter. So Lord has already explained before these many verses about the true or real nature of the soul. Soul, Atma, Krishna has described the real or true nature of the soul. Ajo nityam shashvatoyam puranam nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Krishna says अजह आत्मा द सोल इज अनबॉर्न नित्य नित्य मीन इटर्नल आत्मा इटर्नली एग्जिस्ट शाश्वत इट इज परमानेंटली सिचुएटेड परमानेंट एंड इट इज एवर लास्ट एंड कृष्णा अगेन सेड न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे ऑफकोर्स इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम दिस मटेरियल बॉडी इज इनहिलेटेड आर डिस्ट्रॉयड बट आत्मा आर सोल इज नॉट डिस्ट्रॉयड आर नॉट इनहिलेटेड इट इज एवर लास्टिंग आत्मा इज एवर लास्टिंग इटर्नल एंड परमानेंट एंड देन कृष्ण टॉक्स अबाउट नेचर ऑफ द बॉडी ट्रू नेचर ऑफ दिस मटीरियल बॉडी अबाउट बॉडी कृष्ण टॉक जातस्य ही ध्रुव मृत्यु जातस्य विच हैज टेकन ए शेप दिस मटीरियल बॉडी मृत्यु आर डेथ इज श्योर जातस्य ही ध्रुव मृत्यु एंड ध्रुव जन्म मृतस्य च एंड इफ द बॉडी हैज इनहिलेटेड देन अगेन दिस बॉडी डेस्टिन टू टेक बर्थ ध्रुव तस्मात अपरिहार्थे दिस अपरिहार हार इट कुड नॉट बी अवॉइडेड वेन वी टॉक्स इन द टर्म ऑफ द बॉडी बट इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम इट वुड बी इनहिलेटेड इट विल डिस्ट्रॉय सो श्री कृष्ण लॉर्ड कृष्ण हियर टॉक्स अबाउट अव्यक्ता दीनी भूतानी भूतानी मीन एनीथिंग इज क्रिएटेड एस्पेशली अवर बॉडी द इन बिगिनिंग आर बिफोर क्रिएशन दिस बॉडी वॉज अनमैनिफेस्टेड इट वॉज नॉट विजिबल और नॉट मैनिफेस्टेड बिफोर बर्थ आई से बिफोर क्रिएशन दिस बॉडी वॉज अव्यक्त अव्यक्त मीन अनमैनिफेस्टेड एंड भूतानी व्यक्त मध्यानी भाग एंड अगेन आफ्टर द डेथ अव्यक्त निधनानी व्हेन डिस्ट्रक्शन विल टेक प्लेस इनहिलेशन विल टेक प्लेस आर आफ्टर डेथ द बॉडी इट विल बिकम अगेन अनमैनिफेस्टेड सो बिटवीन बर्थ एंड डेथ मध्यानी इन मिडिल इन इंटरिम टाइम इट इज मैनिफेस्टेड इट इज विजिबल सो मोस्ट ऑफ टाइम इट वॉज नॉट मैनिफेस्टेड नॉट विजिबल एंड इन फ्यूचर इट विल बी नॉट बी मैनिफेस्टेड इट नॉट बी विजिबल ओनली इन द बिटवीन बर्थ एंड डेथ बिटवीन क्रिएशन एंड इनहिलेशन फॉर टाइम बिफोर शॉर्ट पीरियड इट इज मैनिफेस्टेड आर इज विजिबल I need in this particular shape. So if you think, this Krishna talks about, if you think in term of the body, then tatra kavir, then where is a question for any limitation? It was not manifested and in future it will be not be exist. So simply it's manifested for time being, in the middle. So, and it is destined to be unmanifested. So, what is the reason for lamentation? Tatra ka paridevana. Paridevana means lamentation. Why should be so much in anxiety for this body? The Prabhupada talks about in this purport, there are some person that are atheist. Atheist means a group of philosopher, atheistic theory they maintains that or advocates that there is no existence of God, there is no existence of soul. Atheist, Gnostic, they advocate, they maintain this ideology, this philosophy. Atma, only this body. And actual Vedic wisdom, the theist, Vedic Veda describes, no, actually there is existence of God. God exists and same time Atma. Super soul, existence of super soul is there and soul is also. So when you talk in term of Atma, knowing the real or actual nature of Atman, there is no question of limitation. Ajo Nityam Sasvatoyam Purano, or it unborn Atma, eternal, the permanent, everlasting, ever existing. So for Atma there is no question of any limitation. Limitation. And when you talk about the body, if you think as atheist think that in term of the body, the true nature or actual nature or real nature of body, that this body is subject to destruction, annihilation. So in either case, when you talk in term of Atma, then you need not any limitation. And when you talk about the body, and you don't maintain, you think that the one's body is annihilated, everything would be annihilated. And this body is subject to, it is destined to be annihilated. So, why better you discharge your prescribed duty as a kshatriya, fighting for real cause. It is prescribed duty of a kshatriya. So why not performing your prescribed duty? Why avoid your prescribed duty? Do it. Tatra ka paridevana. So, towards the end of this purport, Prabhupada talks about this material existence. It is like a dream. When we see in the dream, kaha sopa, prati buddhasya svapna drishta vastu su soka na yujitam. We see in dream different things. Meaning, when everyone has, we have experience, and in dream we see many things. And when we wake up, so svapna drishta vastu su, whatever we have seen in the dream, for in the vastu, the things for loss or gain, we don't lament. Here Prabhupada talks about when sometimes we see, we sleep, in dream we see that I am flying in the sky. Or sometimes one can see, we see that I am seated in a chariot as a king. We see. During the dream we may be lamenting, or we may be very jubilant that I am king because I am sitting in the chariot, I am king, in crown king. That may be while sleeping time, while you are dreaming, maybe you lamenting or being rejoicing or deriving pleasure out of that, now I am king. But when once you are wake up, then what is the meaning? Any loss or gain, any vastu in dream you have seen. Or suppose you were seeing in the dream that I had kingdom and I lost. When you wake up, then what is, where is the question for limitation? Limitation, soap. Sopna drishta vastu su soka na yujate. For a learned person, for a wise person, when once you wake up, then no question of lamenting for anything seen or lost and gained in the dream. Similarly, a wise person, learned person, jnani, so whole this cosmic manifestation, this is also like dream. Of that dream for a short period, but this is for longer duration, I am dreaming for 100 years. But once you are wake up, come out from the dream, then there is no question, limitation. So here, Srila Prabhupada towards the end talks about the whole the material thing. It is something like a dream. In a dream, we may think of flying in the sky or sitting on the chariot as a king. But when we wake up, we can see that we are neither in the sky nor seated on the chariot. The Vedic wisdom encourages. So for that thing, but like temporary thing, this material body or material existence, for only for time being, in beginning, before creation, it was unmanifested, it has no actual shape, it was in subtle form, unmanifested, and after annihilation, destruction, again it will be not visible, it will be destroyed, it will become unmanifested. So simply for a short period, this body or the material cosmic manifestation is visible, manifested. For a wise person doesn't lament for this. There is no question lamenting. It is merely foolishness to lament. Here Krishna talks to Arjuna. Arjuna was lamenting for the body of his relatives. In battlefield, Krishna came to Arjuna, see that both side in the army, both side, his kinsmen, his relatives, their family member were seated there, eager to fight. And he figured out that if the fighting would take place, certainly all the body of my relatives would be destroyed. So he was lamenting for the body. Gata sun na gata sun. The person who were living, he was lamenting for them, and again he was lamenting about death. Forefathers are after death, they will be in, they will lie down, they will enter in the hellish planet. Or he was lamenting about his ancestors, forefathers, because when the pindadan it will not be properly offered to them, then the forefathers who are then living in the Pitrilok, they will fall down from Pitrilok and they will be forced to enter the hellish planet. Gata suna gata sun, sir. So you are lamenting for both, for dead and alive. So a wise person, actual learned person, jnani, doesn't lament for anything. So here in this particular, just for the sake of argument, you accept that body is all in all. Body is still, so you are not realized, so you don't accept the existence of soul or existence of God. Simply you accept the existence about the body, thinking about body, the body is everything. So Krishna says, in either case, either philosophy, whether you are atheistic philosophy, you are maintaining or advocating an atheistic theory, then you need not to lament. Your body, in due course of time, it will annihilate it. And when you think in terms of Atma, so Krishna already explained Ajopi, the real or true nature of the Atma. Soul is ajo, aj, aj means unborn, ajo, nityam, eternal, sāsvato, permanent, na hanyate, everlasting, na hanyate, hanyamanes. Even this body would be destroyed, still body will, atma will remain the same, it will not destroy. The destruction will take only for body, atma will remain the same, there will no... There is nothing, there is no nothing, no change will take place in the shape of Atman. And also in the Vedic literature, size of Atma is described. 1/10,000 of the tip of the hair, the top, agra, the tip of the hair, take tip of the hair, very small, and then you divide in 10,000 parts. And then what is the shape, the size of the hair? That is the size of Atma. And that is also spiritual. Even that very tiny size of Atma, very small size of, and that size, it is beyond the jurisdiction of time and space. It is spiritual, subtle. So far it is very small, smallest one, sukshma. And the sukshma also, it is spiritual, transcendent. Not that the Atma is going to occupy small portion of space. First of all, very small inside. And even that, like when we talk in the term of the sun rays, any light, so what is it correctly, in transparent glass is there, then sunlight will enter inside, it will come, it is subtle. If air want to enter through the glass, it will not, it will be prevented. Similarly, Atma is like sun rays. Not that anything will stop it going anywhere. If Atma want to travel anywhere, nobody can check him. Very subtle. And when it is Atma staying, living in the heart of a living entity, then not that it has occupied some place. Our size of Atma, our Paramatma is this big in size. But not that it has occupied this much place. It has time, or a place has no jurisdiction on that. It is transcendentally existing in our heart, and same time Atma is not occupying any place. It's subtle. So here Srila Prabhupada talks about also size of Atma. The 1/10,000 of the tip of hair, small hair, that is size, very small, and same time the transcendental, and Krishna says, ajo nityam aj, unborn, nitya, eternal, saswat, permanent, purana, very old, not this, the permanently existence is there, na hanyate hanye mane sarib, even the sarir, though Atma is residing within the body, and when body is annihilated, Atma is not destroyed or not annihilated. It has permanence. So in either case, whether you advocate or maintain a theistic theory, you don't believe in the existence of Atma, still in either case, whether atheist or theistic theory, you need now to lament. Where is the question of lamenting anything? And towards the end, as we have talked about, towards the end, Prabhupada talks about sapna drishtra vastu su sok na yujyate. Sok, lamentation is not befitting for a wise person who has awakened for the things, object he has seen in the dream. It is valuable, pleasing or unpleasing. Once you are awake, it has no any any importance. So similarly, Arjuna, a person like you, such a highly elevated personality, you need not to lament. Tatra ka paridevana. Where is the question where is the reason for lamentation, crying, anxiety? So here, Krishna says, in either case, tatra ka paridevana, you need now to lament. Avyakta dini bhutani, this body, before creation it was unmanifested, and after death it will be unmanifested. Simply it is between interim time, or in middle, it is manifested. And jatasya hi dhruva mirtu, it is destined to be unmanifested, disturbed. Then where is the question? Where is the question? Why you are stopped avoiding your discharge of prescribed duty? As a kshatriya, you are supposed to, it is your duty to fight for right cause. And here, very right cause, in order to establish the principle of religion, fight against the injustice, you must fight. Don't avoid this fight, don't run away from this battlefield. Be prepared and fight. Okay, so here I talked about this verse. If any question or comment, I would like to.
So after death, the bhakti is second. So when the soul reaches back to Godhead, so again the janma is taking place, bhakti is taking place there.
Yeah, meaning of the jatasya hi dhruvam. Jatasya hi dhruvam. Anything has taken birth. Certainly, this material body created, it is not for, it will be destroyed. It will mrtu, it will annihilate. And if the atma, jivatma, with the body, if it is not liberated on material part, then again according to his karma, he will force to accept another body. Yatasya hi dhruva mrtur. Dhruva means certain. Anyone who has accepted material body, mrtu is dhruva, certain. And one who has taken, who has died, destroyed, again he will be forced, or he will be forced to again start a repeated cycle of birth and death. Can't come at that. That is the repeated cycle of birth and death. So this body is annihilated, but if had not come out from the cycle, then you will put in there. Yatasya hi dhruva mrtu, dhruvam janma mrtasya cha, tasmat aparihart. On material platform it could not be avoided. You can't avoid. So, not that anybody dying, again they will be forced to accept another material body, and they will be forced to remain in the repeated cycle of birth and death. Unless and until we are liberated, we entered in the spiritual planet. But here in the material world, then atma, it will be forced to accept another material body according to his karma.
But here my question is, dhruvam janma mrtasya cha. There is no other conditions are not laid down. If you are liberated, there is no janma. It looks as if that janma is certain, whether it is on the earth or in Goloka Vrindavan.
No. Here, previously of these few verses, Krishna has talked about the real nature of Atma. And in these verses, few verses from the talks about the nature of body. Yatasya means anything created. Yat means who have taken shape. Certain talks about the body. Yatasya hi dhruva mrityu. Anything has taken place, created, it will be annihilated. And anything it is annihilated, it will again be created. Some shape they will do. Aparihārthe, aparihār, unavoidable. Can avoid this one. Okay.
So, sometimes it is explained that once you lose this chance of self-realization, so you have to undergo 84 life species again. So, we often many devotees they tell, is it never necessary that one has to undergo the cycle of 84 life species?
No, depends from which level we are fine. Like, if Uddham Gachanti Sattvastha Madhye Tritanti Urdham Gachanti Sattvastha Adhutam. So depends on, like Rajarshi Bharat, he lose the chance of liberation, but he glide down, so he took the birth of a deer, and next time again human being, just being three. So depends on which stage we are, not that the beginning we have to start. Depends upon where, from human form or by, we may reach up to the gate of the liberation, but again it chances to be blinded. So if it really in the bottom, then again 84, 84 lakh. Otherwise depends upon where we have fallen. From there we have to start. Jarjarsi were just 3 steps behind. Again he climbed up.
If I think I'm the body, I'm going to lament about death. There's no escaping that. But Krishna is saying, even if you don't believe you're the self, you should not lament. So.
Our body,
can you explain that, please?
No, even you think that you are a body, still you need not to lament. Because the nature of this body, it is going to be destroyed. Here Krishna talking about, or if you will not kill Bhishma Pitama, not that they are going, their body will going to remain forever.
The body is going to be destroyed,
yeah, it will
not be going to exist anymore, so you
lament.
It's not going to make any difference to me, because if I think I'm the body, when death comes, I'm going to lament.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't understand the argument.
Not either case. If you're a self-realized person, still you need not to. And when you are bodily concept of life, there is no question of limitation for the body.
we see the body, we do not see the soul. So soul is a very minute, so even the microscope also is very difficult to find out. So how can we find out that this all these bodies they are having the soul? Prabhupada said that we should see soul in everybody bodies. But sometimes it's very confusing to see that how can we see the soul in everybody.
Sarvas chaham hridisan nivishto, Krishna says, I am seated as Paramatma in everyone heart. Sarvas chaham hridisan nivishto mattah smritir jnanam pohanam cha. So not only Atma, Atma is for sure there, and is similar side, Paramatma is also there. But unfortunately, Atma is so subtle, so small, we don't feel the presence of Atma in your heart. So you asking how, if it is really tiny, so small that it is almost impossible to feel the presence of Atma. So this is that when we make advancement in spiritual life, then we can directly feel the presence, though it is very small, still we can feel the presence of heart, presence of Krishna or Atma in your heart. Very celebrated Pasyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti, how this look start? Premanjanak Srita Bhakti Vilochanena Santah Sadaiva Hirdayesu Vilokayanti. How we can Vilokayanti? Brahma is not only feeling the presence, you can see. So how Premanjan, Anjan, Anjan ointment, black is when put in the eye, it increases the sight, seeing power. So first of all, the eyes should be made of bhakti. Premanjana bhakti vilochana. Eyes of bhakti. And it should be smeared with the prem, premanjan. And then premanjanak shruti bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva. Santa, sadhu, sadaiva. Santa sadaiva vilochanti. They always see, or they always perceive, they feel the presence of Krishna in their heart. Shantah sadaiva hirdayesu bilan yam syam sundaram achintya guna sarupam govinda madhi purusham tamaham. So we can feel, but for that we need some realization, some bhakti, and bhakti should be decorated, eyes made of bhakti, and that eyes should be smeared with the prem. Bhakti and prem, both should be there. And the santa sadaiva hirdayeshu bilokayanti. Bilokayanti means the seeing. Not only feeling the presence, perceive, but you can see. You can talk, you can touch here. Of course, touching is there, you are, but we don't feel the presence. So when the eyes, we make progress, so we can feel the presence of Atma and same time presence of Paramatma in our heart. That region, while almost towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, almost, Krishna said, Ishvara sarbhutanam hridayese arjun tishtati dhamayan sarbhutani yantra rudhani maya. And then next verse Krishna, tam eva sharanam gachha sarvabhavena bharata, tam eva sharanam gachha. Sarvan, in all respect Arjun, you just take shelter of Paramatma who is seated in your heart. Tam eva sharanam gachha sarvabhavena bharata tat prasadat. By His mercy, by the mercy of Paramatma, sthanam prapasi sashvatam. Tameva saranam gashar bhavin tat prasadat param sant. Everlasting spiritual bliss you will derive. Param santi, tat prasad, param sthanam. And you will get the highest supreme destination, you will be able to enter the spiritual planet. So just you surrender tat prasadat by His mercy, tam eva saranam gachha, in all respect utterly you just take shelter of Paramatma Ishwar who is seated in your heart. And tat prasadat by His mercy. Prasad means mercy. Tat prasadat param santi. Santi on the santi jan. Santi means peace. Krishna says not param santi. Everlasting spiritual bliss, transcendental bliss you will derive simply by taking shelter of Paramatma. tatprasadat. Param, param shanti, by his mercy, param shanti, sthanam, and supreme destination, you can enter. So, as we develop our Krishna consciousness, we can feel the presence of for Atma in your heart.
Now, isn't the fact that before we become self-realized, before we become self-realized, we cannot perceive the soul with the eyes, but the soul can be perceived with intelligence by realizing that the body changes, but consciousness does not.
Yeah, that is also. As we make progress in spiritual life, then when about meditation of Dhru Maharaj is described, so it was not merely meditation, not like imagine a farmer, but he was directly seeing within the heart, he was seeing Krishna, and Vishnu Lord came. Vishnu came in front of him, but since he has closed the eyes and he was seeing, though Krishna has to take trouble to wake him up. How Krishna can he can break the samadhi of Dhru Maharaj? So Krishna came out from his heart, and then Dhru Maharaj was not more able to see, and then he opened his eyes. So when he opened his eyes, he saw that what I was seeing, in just he was sitting right in front of me. So that was not mere meditation, like we think about meditation, like we sit and then imagine, we have seen the deity and then try to remember that far. Not like he was directly seeing it, not more mental meditation. Really, Dhru Maharaj, about Dhru Maharaj, he was really seeing the Lord within. When Lord came out, then he became very much perturbed, disturbed, then he opened the eye and he saw that same Lord just in front of him, standing. Okay, here I see. Srila Prabhupada ki.